I'm Tom Schutze. I'm the pastor of the CLC congregation in Lakewood, Colorado. The word of God that I would use as the basis for our chapel talk this morning are from Psalm 31, verse 15. My times are in your hands. You walk through the minutes and hours of your day here at ILC on the campus of Emmanuel. How many times would you guesstimate in one day you hear a bell ring? If you tallied the total number of bell tones you hear to start a class, to end a class, it's time to walk down to the gym for chapel, I think the number would be pretty large. Course of a week, probably over 100 times. Your lives as ILC students here are very much regimented, aren't they, by what time is it? It's time for choir practice. Time for the girls' volleyball match to start. It's time to hop on the bus to head to church at Messiah. Not only do you hear bell tones frequently during your day to let you know what time it is, I surmise that you also check the clock app on your phone a lot. It tells you when it's time to get your bones out of bed in the morning, get showered up for school. It's time perhaps to log in for a FaceTime visit with your dad and mom back home. Thought I have to share with you to consider is to think about how all your time, your seconds, minutes, hours, and days all rest in the hand of your Heavenly Father. Think about the blessing of the time that He's given to you here at ILC to learn more about Him and His love for you in Christ, to have that tiny seedling plant of faith that was put into your heart by the Holy Spirit when you were baptized, bolstered through His word, the faith that your parents helped to tend and nurture as you grew up, and that your pastor fertilized, time you spent in confirmation class learning the six chief parts of Christian doctrine. What a blessing is the time that God has given you, and especially here at ILC, to study the various subjects of science and math and biology and English, geography, not to mention religion classes, all with a Bible-based Christian perspective that you would not have if you were attending school at a secular institution of learning. Speaking of time, let me ask you a question. Do you think you've always used your time in good and godly ways? The time that God has given to you to serve and honor Him in your walk of life as a disciple of Jesus? Mustn't you confess that your time has not always been spent wisely? Get to the end of your day, perhaps the dormitory bell rings to let you know it's bedtime, time to get shut-eye. When you assess the minutes and hours of your day, you have to confess, Lord, I've sinned against you by transgressing against your commandments in many ways, by unkind words that I spoke to a schoolmate, by uncharitable thoughts towards a friend, in my words and actions, my laziness in leaving a homework assignment undone that my professor gave to me, perhaps not studying as hard for a test so that I might do the best job that I could. Lord, I know that you've given me time, but I have not always used that time in ways that please you. I've not let my Christian light shine for your praise as your child for all that you've done for me in Christ as I should. Isn't it a wonderful thing to remember and to know that there was someone with a capital S who always used his time wisely and well as your God-appointed Savior. You probably know the Bible passage, learned it perhaps in catechism memory class. When the fullness of the time was come, God sent forth his Son, Jesus, to spend time here on earth fulfilling every precept of the law in your stead. And then he gave up his perfect life on the cross so that your unwise uses of time and wrong uses might be atoned for, and that you might be forgiven, your iniquities removed from you as far as east is from the west. And it's because of his work of love, Jesus, that you, through faith, are going to spend endless time with him in the mansions he's gone to prepare. Think about that for a minute. As mentioned before, our lives now are so time-oriented. Bells ringing, alarms ringing, clocks on walls, wristwatches, smartphone apps you check to see if it's time for volleyball practice to start or go out on a cross-country round to get ready for a meet, time for your early morning first-hour class to start. The day comes when time is going to be irrelevant. You will be blessed to live through endless eons with your Savior in a place where time doesn't even exist. As one of our hymns puts it, when we've been there 10,000 years, bright as the shining sun, we've no less days to sing God's praise than when we'd first begun. And one other thought on the topic of time. Be encouraged to take time to thank your parents for sacrificing time with you at home, which they are missing in your pleasant company, you out-of-towners, so that you could be here to have your faith nurtured and bolstered by the Holy Spirit through the word that you hear and learn as an Emmanuel Lancer student. And if you're a town student living at home, a townie, may you also be encouraged to express to your parents thanks for enrolling you here, where you can hear and learn God's word and have your faith in Jesus strengthened. But especially, remember to thank the Lord for the life he lived for you, the death that he died for you on the cross, the resurrection victory he won for you, so that you might be his always and forever. And ask him to help you to spend your days and years and minutes and hours in loving service to him more and more for his praise. Amen. Our hymn, I invite you to join in singing, is number 399. We'll sing four stanzas, 1, 3, 5, and 6. Hymn 399, 1, 3, 5, and 6.